Yo, what is up, everyone? It's your boy Saved by Paris, host of another motherfucking podcast. And real quick, before we get into today's episode, I want to give a shout out to Disco G's podcast, who I had the pleasure of sitting down with for their first episode, their premiere episode, where we discuss the discography and life of the most dope Mac Miller. You can find part one of this two-part introduction special on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Disco G's Podcast. Also, I want to thank Vapor Valley Noise Cult Studio, a local studio based here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, whose goal is to get the art, entertainment, and dreams of Hot Spring locals into the world on the digital front. So, if you're thinking about starting up a podcast and you happen to find yourself here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, then be sure to check out Vapor Valley Noise Cult Studio. Now, without further ado, let's get into the show.
When they do the quietness, and then they do
the ASMRs.
ASMR, yeah.
Why your dog's licking its coochie back
there? Welcome to another episode of Motherfucking Podcast. It's your bro, Turtle Fro. I'm here to lead the show because Paris a hoe. All right, we're going to jump right into it. So I'm going to introduce the rest of the pod team. You got your host, of course, the boy, the one that I swear he looked like Drake. Every time I see him, he looked more Drake-ish.
Hey!
Saved by Paris.
Skr-skr.
I hate to the people.
What's up, hoes, bitches? Whatever you identify as, they and thems, what is good?
And to introduce the rest of the pod team, we got your bro, the slickest cowboy in the motherfucking South, Patty D. Look at him. He like, who you talking about? They ain't talking about me. We got Cookbook in the booth too. We got her in the podcast. And I'm gonna introduce the last honorary member of the pod team. That boy Optimus Thomas. What's up, bro? How you doing?
Honorary member? He not a real member.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck wow. Me.
Cut it. Start over.
What? I'm not gonna introduce any more shows. You out here bullshit.
Hey, No, wait. So you forgot to introduce the motherfucking, you know, somebody else got a guest with them. You forgot to introduce them, so cut it.
Oh, Sarah, you in the podcast too?
Oh, I thought he introduced her.
No, he said
I thought he introduced her.
I didn't. Oh no. I introduced Cookie. I didn't know. Get the fuck off me, dude. Always in the fucking face, dude. She do this shit all the time. Yeah, you can hear her in the background throwing the
talking
fit right
shit.
Now.
She talking shit
all day long. That's all she fucking does. But anyway, I was gonna ask you about that. Let me go open the group chat real quick on the Instagrams from earlier today because I was highly confused because I opened half the shit y'all read and I'm like, what? Okay, what's the fuck going on about this investing in the stock? I seen this shit on Reddit earlier because I just be scrolling through Reddit reading the dumbass titles on there because that shit be funny half the time. They don't be talking about shit.
Hey, Nokia up next. I got my 10 shares in Nokia. So if you ain't on board, you know, you getting left behind. You know, we getting up there and we jumping ship. We getting payments, you know what I'm saying?
So what like, yeah, you said that video earlier, Patrick. It was about the guy, he was ranting about how it's illegal what they're doing or something like that.
He's mad because everybody's doing what they've been doing.
And they're just flipping the script. Everybody's dumping stock into the small companies instead of the big corporate.
Here's them all the time. Here's everybody else. But everybody else is doing this. And because of that, they're doing that.
Oh.
What they're doing is they're shorting, bro. So, like, you got these guys who are way the fuck up here. And you know, we way down here like ants. And so they're, like, borrowing fucking... I forgot the fucking term, but they're borrowing shit and they're spending it, but they're gonna have to pay it back. But then
they're
way up here.
Best.
Yeah,
and then you got niggas bringing shit up, and so when they buy it back, they have to buy it back at this high price. So literally, there was one guy who lost billions of dollars, had to go bankrupt, and are we supposed to feel sad for him? Like, nigga, learn how to budget.
Oh,
That shit's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. Get a second job. Cut out the Starbucks. No avocado toast.
Yeah. Hey, he gotta tell Bernita she gotta go home. My bad, not Bernita. And what's the Spanish name? I can't even think. Graciela. Consuela. Consuela. Gotta tell Consuela she gotta go home and she can't come back.
How about yo abuelo?
look, killing jobs. Look already.
Look, but it's
fucking Joe Biden, bro.
It's interesting though, because like I haven't seen shit from Nokia in like a long time. Like we got that one Nokia phone in, but that was it. Like
Nokia's already projected to be on the rise. But let's expedite this shit. Let's go from I bought my 10 shares in at $4. Let's go ahead and get that shit up to 400 so I can sell my shit, jump ship. I don't give a fuck about holding the line, talking about do not sell. I'm trying to make some money.
And did they do that for GameStop too? Did they like bump it all the way up?
GameStop, AMC, Robinhood basically made it where people couldn't do that anymore. And so now everyone's speaking out against Robinhood, including AOC, Donald Trump Jr., and Ted Cruz. So like Patrick said, hell froze over, bro.
Wild.
Well, damn. I guess, like you said, if it's making everybody being on even playing field, they ain't fucking with that at all.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, they want to keep that gap, and we coming for their asses. So 2021, fuck the government, fuck the system, we getting money.
So what you telling me is if somebody, how do you create a stock? You want y'all know, like, can you create a stock and then people just dump money into it? And is that a key to invest into you, or what is that?
Yeah, well, you have to be publicly traded. Yeah.
Like, Walmart became publicly traded, you can. Like, if I'm just the sole owner and I don't, you can't, unless you're a small business, you can't have a corporation and not go public, because that's the way to make money. Because basically, Paris just bought into Nokia. So he basically, you said 4 shares at $4?
10 shares, don't play me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he put $16 into Nokia.
Yeah, he's investing in Nokia right now. And so kind of makes him a partial owner.
Yes. So then
he does good.
The money does good, yeah.
Oh, money does good.
But when he does it bad, he can lose it. So
that's what's happening. Yeah, exactly. That's what's happening with those hedge funds. See, these people, there's one person that kind of, everyone invests with this one person, this hedge fund manager, and then they invest the money for them just so, you know, they get a cut of it, everybody makes money, everyone's happy, end of the day. But what's happening now is that the little people are coming up and doing that and fucking up the money flow. So that hedge fund manager is losing money, and those people that entrusted their money with him to make money are losing money.
And he has to pay them back, right?
That whole Wolf of Wall Street shit that Leonardo
invested in the penny stocks, right?
Yes. Dude. And yeah, that's where Leonardo DiCaprio's character made a shit ton of money, and that's where he made billions. It's almost
lost it all.
It's almost, for lack of a better term, a Ponzi scheme. But
that's what Wall Street is.
It is.
But for them,
the thing is, Ponzi schemes are illegal. The FBI is supposed to step in on it, but that's where the SEC was created. Oh, hey, guess what? A legal loophole, basically.
Well. That's fucking great. That's a good movie, though. I've watched that shit so many times. I swear I wanted to invest stocks like 3 times after watching that movie.
Hey, he made me want to get some Quaaludes.
Yeah, like, I don't know. That's crazy, though, like, that they can make that much money just by investing other people's money, you know?
Doing nothing. Yep.
Sitting on their ass, bro. Sitting on that. What we doing, but I'm getting paid. I don't know about y'all niggas. I'm getting paid.
If we're involved, sir, I should. If especially just between the four of us, I should get a quarter.
So you tell me if I create,
I'm gonna put the mask on and hit a lick on you, MF Doom, nigga.
So if I start like a small production company, say I just make short films or whatever, and like I get like a small like cult following on Reddit, could I just like be like, hey, go dump all your money into this so we can like get rid of Disney, like that type of shit? Or no?
Well, you'd have to be on the stock market first. Like,
no, so I'm saying, yeah, if I was established onto the stock market and did that, would that?
If like a bunch of folks put money into your shit, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I'm not as up on it as I should be, but that's the idea.
I don't get it. I don't get numbers anyway. I remember playing a stock market game in fucking school. I used to dump all my money. Like, they gave us like what, $50,000 virtual dollars. I'll have you know.
Yeah.
They give us $50,000 virtual dollars. I would dump all that shit into Google and Bing every time.
Hey, you know what I did? I did the same game, and I came third in the class when I bought into Tyco Medical Plastics.
Tyco, man.
Listen to Ian over here.
I'm the dumb nigga that's like, oh yeah, Google. Yeah, that's they doing good, right?
You say that, but like since you were in school, Google has taken over. Well, sorry, since I've been in school, Google's taken over fucking everything.
See, and that would have been a good stock to fucking dump. Yeah,
I remember the days I had to be invited to Gmail. Like, it was invite only when I made my Google account.
That must have been I was back at Yahoo at that point.
Exactly. My buddy was like helping beta test Gmail. He's like, I've got like 30 invites I'm allowed to send folks. I'll send you one. Here you go. And I've had that shit ever since. Like, that would have been the time to like invest $20 bucks into Google. You'd have
same with Bitcoin, bro.
But you know,
God, I wish I got into Bitcoin.
No, hey, y'all Bitcoin is stupid because all people do like
that shit finna bust.
No, well, it's already busting. What people are doing is that they're just buying those fucking GPUs and literally they're not doing anything. The actual components they're buying are computing and converting it to money. So they're literally just making money by not doing shit.
That's why all them shit's out of stock.
Yes, so, literally graphics cards are not even, and that's why the gaming community is so fucking upset right now, because literally you cannot buy, like the starting price for a 1080 was supposed to, man, a 3080 was supposed to be $700. That shit's $1,700 because the markup on it's so high. Yeah, that shit's crazy. And yeah, the markup one is so high because they're buying like 10 and 20 of them and they're just sitting on the test bench and they're just literally creating money. This guy got a BMW. He has 40 3080s in his trunk making him money while he's driving.
There's something going on. I can't remember where it's at, but this guy has a hard drive password protected. I don't know how he's got it. I'm not going to start lying to you, but the story goes that he's got like two or three more tries, and anybody that helps him crack the password will get it because it's a hard drive full of billions of Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. They'll give you so much X amount of money. I'm like,
imagine, like, honestly, I think I would kill myself if I had that much money and I fucking forgot my password. That's some Mikhail shit.
There was a guy in real life is with a similar story. Like, he had a hard drive. He threw it out into the landfill like 3 years ago, and he petitioned the city where he lived, like, hey, let me go dig in the landfill for this hard drive that had like $280 million on it or some shit.
I'm not even going to ask fucking permission. I'm going to try to do my own little investigating where it could be, and I'm starting to dig like fuck all y'all.
Hey, go up there, pay the old dude off that's washing over all the garbage, pay him like fucking $100-$200, be like, hey, I'm gonna be out here for about 2 days, you go home, okay? I got it.
Think about it. three years worth of garbage. You know how much garbage that landfill gets in one day.
Oh yeah.
And you know how many hard drives look exactly like the one that you threw out there.
Imagine. Yeah, his luck. He picks it up, plugs it in. The police are watching it because now he's got kiddie porn on his computer.
Oh damn, he done fucked up.
Hey, I was gonna say. So you remember back when y'all were in high school or whatever, when Bitcoin was first coming out, and everybody was laughing at that shit, saying it's worth pennies, it ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, Dogecoin, y'all better y'all better hop on the way before it's too late. Cause
you know what's funny to me? It's kind of like in RuneScape, like, cause you can convert RuneScape items into actual money.
I ain't played that game in 10 years.
Yeah, like whenever 56, whenever he was playing at a at peak RuneScape, he was like literally getting armor sets for people, and they would pay him like $100.
Real money?
Yes, or real on the game? Money. No, like they would send him coin in the game, which would translate to like real money.
Well, that's how
that nigga broke. How that nigga broke, man? What'd you like, say, Patty?
People sell their like WoW accounts like for like 90 grand or some shit, like real money. They sell it on
shit. If someone trying to buy my Toontown account, let me know.
See, it makes me wonder, like, what if someone could create like a virtual place where you can make money and it be evaluated to like physical currency?
Well, that's like that thing me, you, and Russell were talking about the other night, Mikhail, about how these people go on Eve. These like rich ass motherfuckers go buy 50K worth of a Star Cruiser, and they can make a shit ton of money off that one Star Cruiser.
That's just to let they little ship dock into that fucking big ass ship and just warp somewhere else. That's crazy to me, bro. But I guess that's the age we live in now. Like, you can literally potentially make money anywhere, and it's just gonna get faster and faster. That's why I don't see why people can sit on the corner and just beg for money. There's so many fucking ways in this day and age to make money. You can do whatever.
Bro, they making money. They making money, though.
I mean, I
don't agree with it either, but like, how many of them have people gone up to them like, hey, I could get you a job, and they're like, no, sir, I make like 300 in a day. Get the fuck up on my face.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, nah, I don't feel bad about giving. I don't feel bad about not giving you money. It's like, bitch, go make an OnlyFans. Everybody else does.
Yeah, they out in the woods, out there butt ass naked. Somebody gonna buy it. Somebody gonna buy it.
For stuff like that, you gotta specialize. You know. Got to do like just pissing on people videos. You do like generic stuff. You got to do like some very specific stuff, and then
golden showers.
Specific people, yeah.
Oh, it's not. It's gonna get raunchy after a while, though.
Hey, bro. I just thought of this. This is probably already a thing, but golden showers, but on feet.
That's,
oh fuck! You done blew the market up right there, buddy.
I think I might start a business, guys, if you want to invest in some stock.
Oh, no. Man, listen, if I made some money off it, I have no shame pissing on my own feet. Not messed up about it.
That's I'm sitting there scrolling, all of a sudden I'm like, those feet look familiar.
Ian would know what
feet look like. I was going to say, Ian would know what them feet look like. You a feet guy, Ian?
Hey, Patrick seen me in a towel. He seen the bulge.
Hey, bro. Hey, Ian, I'm scared of you, bro. Because you know what I'm saying? I know what it'd be like for us skinny niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? I know. Don't worry.
Hey, Mikhail, you remember when I came out the shower and I had a towel on and you and Bradley tried to take that shit off, bro? I was not going.
Taylor's not a strong dude. He is not a strong... He is not a strong dude. But, bro... It was me and this fucking dude that's like two times my size. He husky, big, like a fucking...
Big for no reason.
Like a Samoan dude. Like, big guys are just generally just big and strong. So we were like, hey, we finna get this nigga. He just got out the shower. He didn't bring his drawers
up. And we was only friends for like maybe less than a year. So I didn't know them niggas like that. We wasn't on showing dick level. So.
Hey, that shit was funny though. So we waiting for him to get out. We tried to take this nigga towel off. I swear to God. I have never seen him exuberate so much strength before in his lifetime. The amount of strength you would do whenever that adrenaline kick in, that shit is beyond me. Man.
Y'all weren't finna get me.
Real live. Hey, I've never seen that type of strength.
Try that shit now, I'll let you.
But no, Paris, look, you should have let it happen because your pick could have went all over the web and then like, hey, it goes to your... clout as a rapper. Like, hey, I got a dick pic out there, motherfuckers. Go check it out.
It don't work like that, Ian. I want
to watch my cousins and feet.
Just we need to just make like your album cover, right? But it's just the shaft.
No,
like no balls.
They'll never know. They'll like, never fucking
like, across the middle of the album. It's the middle of the album. Like top, it's like a table. Bottom is a table. It's just like your dong. Like no head, no balls. It's like just the middle of it.
You won't. You talking to me? Or you talking to Mikael? Mikael, yeah, I would have to do that.
Man,
Mikael got an arm dig. Like seriously, arm dig.
Right. Make your next like EP or whatever. Just his dick.
That's gonna be the Girth Gang. Girth Gang 2 album confirmed.
Do it.
Oh, that's the cover.
Do it. I'm not fucking kidding. y'all need to remaster. Y'all already got the shit written out, touched up a little bit. Redo the fucking Girth Gang shit. Like there's some gold in there.
Dude, right? there is some gold. Hey, Mikael ain't got none of that shit.
I do have it, but I don't have the beats for that. We could
you
redo
made,
that.
You made the beats.
Yeah, I know I made the beats, but we. I feel like if we redid the album, it'd be like, yeah, that was cool. But I feel like if we did the two with the skill we got now, it could be.
I agree. Bro, two Girth Gang album two, where we don't give a fuck like we did with the first album. Like, because we said some shit in there that.
Bro, that's literally. I listened to that shit like, bro, we didn't say that. Did we say that for real?
Bro, Brandon, hey, this album might never come out, the first one, but if it do, people will hear it. But when Brandon said, and you know I'm with the ISIS, bah.
I was like, bro,
like it's a crisis.
I was like, no, you can't say that type of shit. Now, like you said, Patrick, if they make the new Austin Powers movie, that's just going to be garbage. It's gonna be garbage because the media, like everyone's so sensitive now to that type of shit that it wouldn't work.
Oh shit, man. You know, me and Sarah were talking about this because Patrick fell asleep during watching it.
But there's old school movie called Every Time He Falls Asleep.
I'm here, ain't I? I'm here.
Yeah, we had to wait. We had to make sure your ass left the dog
this morning, and I'm here. It's almost 1 o'clock, so I'm here.
And you got work tomorrow.
Yeah, bitch, because you hadn't partook of anything, so you're not sleepy, motherfucker.
Hey, look.
Also, Ian, weren't you supposed to come over tonight? What the hell?
Yeah, Ian was supposed to come over.
And you busted out, boy. You busted out right now.
Looking like a 12-year-old.
You know what, Paris? At least my body don't look like a 12-year-old.
Sir, we got the same body type.
Mine's a little bit more muscular. I deadlifted 295 pounds, which I'm very proud of.
Nigga, I deadlift ass every day.
Okay. Well, there's this movie called Porky's that me and Sarah watched.
Oh God, it was so bad. Like, so good, but so bad. Like, you know?
Like, there's no way in hell that even no one could remake this without. Somebody's gonna get fucking hurt one way, or their feels are gonna be hurt one way or another. Yeah. Like, bad. There's no safe way of remaking this at all.
That's why we gotta drop a Girth Gang movie and a Girth Gang album all in the same time. I'll jump it all in the same time, Fran, and we bring back the grungy, dirty comedy back. I want it back so bad, bro. Cause Dave Chappelle, he done took the grungy shit from us. So what do we do now? What a grungy material. I like that shit. That shit funny. But, you know, the best skit was the one where he was playing street hoops with a kid. The kid was about to die. Like he
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes, he was a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh my God.
He came in. The kid was like, die. Yeah, he was like, I want to see Dave Chappelle. And he came in. He's like, hey, how you doing, kid? And he was like talking to him, trying to cheer him up. He's like, you playing street hoops? He's like, yeah, I just got it. He's like, oh shit, scoot over. I'm finna school your ass. And so he started playing the kid, and of course he going easy on him. And then the kid started dunking on him, shooting threes and shit. He's like, all right, little motherfucker, I'm finna beat your ass. And then he started getting in this shit. He's like, bah, bitch, bah. I just dunked on your shit. And then eventually he was like, I don't feel so good. He said, yeah, you don't feel good now. You're getting your ass whooped now, huh? That shit was great, bro.
Oh, bro, my favorite Dave Chappelle skit will always be the one with Charlie Murphy.
The Real Hollywood Stories.
What was it?
The Charlie Murphy's Real Hollywood Stories.
Yes, yes. And they did the one with
Prince.
Prince, and then they did
Rick James,
bitch.
That shit was like, when I was back in school, man, everybody quoted that constantly.
Yes.
All the time. It was all day.
I'm pretty sure out of all the skits, that's probably like the number one skit from Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like I said, we got
that and the Blind Klansman.
Look, Patrick,
I remember that.
Opened up.
That was hilarious.
Episode of the first season. Like he that opened
was a first.
Yeah, he opened the show with that sketch. Yeah, like he went straight into it.
But Patrick, I need you to make us a script. Whatever you write, we'll do the script for. Write us the movie.
Hey, I ain't doing no gay shit.
I know you can fucking do it. That I will, like I said, I'll do whatever the fuck you put in the script as long as it. I don't know.
As long as it ain't gay, bro. I'll do
as
it.
Long as it ain't no gay shit. But hey, you can push gay, but don't be gay. You know, because it ain't gay. It ain't gay unless you make it gay.
Hey man, don't be quoting former baseball skate members.
He gotta make a cameo in the movie. He's just gonna be somebody else though that looked like
him. We'll put a mole on another black kid's nose.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
So are you not?
What I'm hearing is we just need to make another Friday movie since no one else is gonna fucking do it.
Cause they do look real life since
they bullshitting.
They bullshitting, bro. It's not gonna drop. It ain't gonna drop ever. Everybody wanted to, but it ain't.
They waited 2 years too late because we done lost the two main characters.
We need us to reboot Friday with us. Oh, reboot the whole franchise with us.
No, they gonna fucking that's gonna, the copyright infringement.
They're gonna be like, they whitewashed the fuck out this movie.
Oh shit.
We call it Thursday.
Patrick, that's hey, look, you know what? That's what Brandon says. He said, bro. He said, that's why I'm thankful for Thursday. Cause every time we ever made a song, it was on a Thursday. Like, no bullshit. Cause that was the day when I was off, Taylor was off, and then Brandon just randomly showed up.
Brandon always in the cut.
I'm about to say we always make something happen on Thursday. So I mean if it did, it'd be called Thursday. You know what I'm saying? It had to be the sequel would have to be something better though. Instead of next Thursday, it had to be sometime in the future Thursday. Another thing I was gonna address during the podcast. Remember when I showed you that article about the Sophia? They about to start pushing out the Sophia fucking AI robots.
I'm finna be clapping some robot cheeks. I didn't know about that.
Yes, they're mass manufacturing Sophia bots to go with older people to live in their homes.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Me?
Yeah.
I said it's a huge mistake. You seen Chappie?
Bro, you know what?
Have you seen Terminator?
Look, I didn't see Chappie till like fucking like I think about 1 or 2 years ago. I was like, bro, this movie's fucking good. This movie's stupid good, bro.
They tried to massacre my boy, bro.
Bro, he was really just fucking chilling, and they just started fucking like just disrespecting that nigga. And I didn't know there was two endings to that movie.
Yeah.
What was the theatrical ending?
They just run. He upload. Spoiler alert! Spoiler. Nobody's seen Chappie.
Spoiler alert! Go watch that shit. Spoiler,
yeah, pause it for a second. Yeah, at the end of the regular movie, they put Yolandi's consciousness in a robot, and they put the dude who made the AI into a robot body, and they just run off.
Avatar type shit.
But then in the fucking the second ending, he was like, "Fuck this! I'm fucking everybody." He uploaded like himself into everything.
He uploaded himself to the internet. Not even uploaded, but like connected to the internet and took over manufacturing facilities all over the world and started mass producing himself with his AI in it, making essentially a whole new race of, conscious.
A whole race of robots that love He-Man and the Master of the Universe?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. That shit's crazy, but I'm like dead ass. Like, I see that like rolling out at least, if not this year, next year. Like, they, that's gonna be some real shit. And
fucking Joe Biden, bro. Fucking Joe Biden. But you've played Becoming Human, so
that, and that's what I was gonna say too. Detroit Become Human. Real, like, people are so, like, people are so disgusting. Like, if they feel like they can take advantage of anything, anyone, they will. And it's just, I don't know what is in us to make us want to be dominant over something else that's not, I guess, ourselves, because we can't fucking control ourselves for some fucking reason.
It's an ancient survival technique. We've got to be on top or else we're dead.
Yeah, bro. All I see, like you just said, they're going to live with old people. That essentially will take a job away from, like, home care workers or whatever. So, like, imagine, like, fucking Walmart gets their hands on some robots. They finna have them niggas stalking, them niggas checking out.
They already do, man.
Yes. Bro, like, Nick. Ooh, dude, the other night, there was the little scrubber guy, right? The little scrubber robot. Dude, I bullshit you not. The night maintenance people came and turned them on, and this family came around the corner, and, like, the thing was just driving towards them, and they started freaking the fuck out. They're like, what is going on? Is it gonna hit us? They started backing up, pushing the kids and stuff, but he just turned to the right. They're like, that's some spooky shit. What the fuck? Like, I thought that shit was crazy. I was like, it's a
first robot, of all, bro. They dumb as hell, because they didn't know that. They should have just stood there and got a check.
But guess what? They'll talk to Siri in the next 2 minutes. And whenever, like, shit don't work, I realize, like, now I'll be like, it's okay, Mr. Robot. I know you're trying. Because I don't know what the motherfuckers got in them. Sony is made there. See, there was a CES. I think that holds CES at, like, around December. Of the end of the year.
Yeah, end of the year or beginning of the year, yeah.
Sony just made a TV. It's called a Bravia. Look it up. It's an 8K OLED.
They made Bravias.
Not like this. This new one has AI and a cognitive intelligence processor in it. I'm not bullshitting. I will read you this fucking arc. That shit blew my mind. I was like,
what does it do?
What'd you say?
What does it do that's so special? Why does it need that?
Because it has the cognitive, like, they programmed it to where it has the cognitive, it can identify what you're supposed to be looking at. Like, when we watch movies, you orient your eyes to a certain part of the screen. Like, if someone's walking towards like a peak or something, your eyes generally orient towards the person and the horizon that's, like, in front of them. So they've engineered this artificial intelligence to work with a cognitive chip that they've put into the computer to where it will, like, as the movie's going on, it will autofocus the movie to work. Well, it's fucking weird. It doesn't make any sense, but if you think about it, when we look at shit, like, if I look at my mic, everything else comes out of focus, right? Except for that. And everything's shot with the Sony camera anyway, so it'll just be easy for it to just do it. But let me find this fucking article real quick. That shit is...
Hey, while you're looking that up, Paris, like, Flo told me this a while back, that Walmart up north somewhere, like, one of the... They do more experimental stores up north than they do here.
Store of the future.
They actually have robots that will go pick fresh items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember hearing this. And I remember, and they really don't do it down south, because you saw they did it in Fayetteville for the experimental of only self-checkouts, and people in the south hated that shit. I'm not checking myself out, it's not my job. Well, bitch, we not finna have jobs either. It's finna be robots, we finna be on the corner with them panhandlers asking for $3. I'm gonna have a sad story and be like, my dick fell off, and I just need the surgery to get it put back on. Please, anything helps. God bless.
Okay, I found
some guy say, "Let me see,"
and I'll show him. I'll show that nigga.
That your dick fell off?
I'm gonna tuck my dick and then I'm gonna be like, "Try me again, motherfucker. Where my $3 at?"
Well, apparently there's two different types of chips. That they've infused for intelligence. There's emotional intelligence and there's cognitive intelligence. So, So for cognitive intelligence, it says cognitive intelligence is defined as a combination of verbal and numerical and spatial abilities, which includes visualizing, use of memory, word influence, verbal relations, perpetual speed, induction, and deduction. So it can pass an, like that, just that, I just that fucking little processor could just pass an IQ test just by looking at shit. So, I mean, of course it's just in a TV, but could you imagine like your TV being like, all right, nigga, I know you want to watch this movie when you get home because you always want to watch something like this. So it can potentially, if you use it enough, it can predict what you want to do with it once you've used it enough. So they hooked it up and they put, I don't think they put like a Google Assistant in it, and Google partnered with Sony to do this. So they're using Google's infrastructure and their connectability to everything and partner with Sony to use this cognitive chip to allow the TV to talk to all these different streaming services and stuff like that. It has Amazon built into it, shit like that. So it literally can figure, it can think of your habits that you do.
Get an algorithm going.
And find an algorithm for how you live your life and can literally predict what you need or want from this TV whenever you need it. So you get home and then it hears you say milk or something like that. I need some milk. And it'll be like, it'll store that information. I'm not sure if
on some Alexa type shit.
I'm not sure if Alexa does that, but it's
Alexa be listening.
Yeah, and it works on the same properties as well. So
you on right now? I said a name, she popped up.
Let's see, I don't got a single one. I don't see. I can't do it, bro. If I want to look it, I just look it on my phone. I ain't got time for it.
Man, my house is so full. I got what, 5 or 6 Google Homes. I got the screen, a small screen in front of me over here. I got the big one with the camera in the kitchen. I got one in the bathroom, one in the garage, one in the living room. I got one in the drawer here I'm not even using. I got nowhere else to put it.
One in the bathroom. That's smart. That's smart. You'd be shitting if you guys think of something, you know, ask that nigga.
In the morning, as I stay on top of some shit, I brush my teeth. I'm like, Google, good morning. It tells me the weather, how long it takes for my commute to get to work. And then it reads off like the news podcasts from sources that I want, like Reuters and shit, you know, and it'll tell me like as up to date, if they have uploaded it, it'll just play like a music, like a little podcast, a miniature podcast for the news.
A little sample of it. That's cool.
Yeah.
See, like that type of thing is pretty dope when you, when it's implemented, but like, when is it going to get to the step where it's not just like you talking to it and it talking to you, you know? Like, say for instance, like if they engineered the just whatever, like the Google intelligence and all the phones and all that shit, to where it had its own sentient, and I didn't even read the emotional intelligence, I'll read that too, like its own idea of talking back to you, kind of like Jarvis. Like, I thought Jarvis was the cool ass idea, you know, that Tony Stark, like that's just pretty cool, you know. He talks to you, and after a while, Jarvis actually started to show emotion. You know, he would worry about, you know, Tony Stark and be like, hey, bro, you good? Like, you chilling? Like, what's up? You need help?
Man, and you know, like, and I keep thinking back to becoming a human Detroit or whatever, but like, imagine bringing a fucking robot home and, you know, to do your dishes, because like you said, humans have to control niggas, and they're gonna have these motherfuckers doing dishes, cleaning, you know, they gonna be lazy motherfuckers. And like, imagine like you buy a fucking robot and you're in a household that isn't the best, and you're like, you have a child and you're abusing your child, and the robot's like, has an emotional connection to that child, and they murk your ass. Like,
what was the name of that movie you had me watch where the robots were becoming sentient? It was like that, but the robots were becoming sentient and they went on the run, and this guy was trying to chase them to figure it out or something.
Oh, the movie with, oh, hold, no, Hold up.
That nigga in a Snuggie.
Yeah, just a blanket. Okay, wait, was it an Antonio Banderas movie?
Yes.
Automata.
Yeah.
So, hey, similar Fallout idea. 4. Fallout 4.
Institute.
Yep. So apparently this the emotional intelligence chip's been around since 1990. And its definition is it's an intelligence underlies one's capacity to perceive, think, and feel and act in a way of effectively manages the environment. The environment demands and helps achieve constructive outcomes. So yeah, if you said, Sophia, I don't know who. If Taylor, have you seen the interview Sophia
with Will Smith? There was a Will Smith one with Sophia.
Yeah, there was that one. I'm not talking about that one.
It was three years ago.
That was a good one though, because he actually talked to that. What is it, Pat?
The one where she's talking to the other AI.
Well, I haven't seen that one. I seen the one where they first brought her out and she was like, and people were asking her questions, and then somebody brought up world domination, and she was like, and she like subtly made a comment about it, but it was like, the comment on it was just like,
what? Oh, they had to unplug her.
And then they shut her down because people were like, what the fuck did she just say?
Yeah, they shut her down hard and fast.
Hold up. I got to look that up.
Yeah, bro.
There was the one where she was talking to another AI, like a dude AI that didn't seem as good.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
And he was talking about like, oh, well, if I was going to take over the world, I'd upload myself to this and like control all the missiles and I'd do that. And then Sophia was like, ha ha ha, you're so funny. Ha ha, shut the fuck up. Like they had to stop that interview too, if I remember right.
It's because how I see it is that we all know underlying the issue with us. Like mm-hmm. We all know that we're not perfect and that we can be destructive or do something like that. But they like, oh, these motherfuckers out here really fucking up. Let's help them real quick. Let's fix the problem. Let's get rid of them, you know?
I didn't find the video I was looking for, but I found another article. It says Facebook shuts off AI experiment after two robots begin speaking in their own language only they can understand.
Yeah. That was the thing too.
Yep.
God. Oh, that shit is crazy. They're out there talking about beep, bop, boop. What? Hey, we go strangle Mark Zuckerberg in his sleep. Beep, bop, boop.
He with them.
Bro, that dude ain't real. He is not real. There's no way he's a real person.
You seen his eyes, bro? How they just be moving like a fucking lizard.
He weird, bro. He weird as fuck.
Yeah, bro. Okay, look. He got what 56 had, but times 300. Intelligence and Asperger's.
I feel that.
It's okay.
Yeah, one, you can become intelligent to a point to where you're crazy. Like Elon Musk, like when I watched his
Kanye.
When I watched his interview with Joe Rogan. I watched his podcast with Joe Rogan, and like there's a point where he tried to get him high and he was like, I don't feel anything. He was like, you don't? He's like, no. I think what weed does is just makes you more aware. Just like with any other psychedelics. It can make you more aware, but it also can like kind of like weighing you out of that awareness.
You seen me high.
This nigga Taylor. That's why, because everything, the reason why you laugh so much is because everything is funny. That's the meaning of life, laughter and joy. But we try to suck that shit out with other shit because it's more important apparently. But remember the first time Taylor smoked the blunt, I forgot where we was, this nigga did not stop laughing. I bullshit you not, this nigga laughed for about 30 minutes. He was just front seat,
bro.
In the front seat giggling, bro. I'm like, you okay? He like, yeah.
You remember when we were at Mark's house, bro? I swear to God, I was high for like 3 hours because we just kept fucking smoking blunts. But so I stand up to go get some water, and I just start laughing at the fact that I was getting water. And then I stood there and y'all was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm feeling my heart, bro. And then I started laughing again. And then later that night, I sat down and y'all kept putting a dryer sheet on my head, bro.
That nigga, he was not putting shit in your hair, bro. I swear no, he
bro,
wasn't.
No, bro. Y'all kept putting a dryer sheet in my head and I'd go and check it and it'd fall down. And then I'd fucking be laughing or some shit and y'all would grab the dryer sheet, put it back on there, not say shit for 10 minutes, and then be like, Paris, there's a dryer sheet in your head. And he's fucking with me, bro.
And he started laughing all over again, bro. It was like I said, it's the meaning of all of it, bro. Like
that's why I don't smoke no more. That's why I don't smoke no more.
The dogs, all they want to do is just like love on you, man. They just want to be happy. I was like,
is anybody else seeing this?
Yeah, they're like over there at Ian right now. The dogs, they just want to love on you, man. They just want to be around you, you know, make you laugh.
Dog man,
you know.
For everybody that doesn't know, this is Timber.
And the girl, Timber. The
quiet to the side here. This is Nikita Timber.
That look, I wish Cookie was like that. Look, she come at me, she like I'm like, bro.
But hey, you said her name. She looking.
What you want? Don't look at me like that.
She heard her name, bro. She heard her name.
She like, bitch, what? I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. I just think that with all the crazy shit that's going on, I don't get it. Like,
hey, bro,
Having a good day. I'll be having a good day. And then some crazy shit over in the Middle East popping off. These niggas over here fucking got some nuclear warheads. They trying to distribute. Like, bro, what the fuck? Why?
We could get these robots, bro. We could get these robots and fight the system, bro. We could rage against the machine with machines, bro. I'm finna buy a robot.
Until Terminator scenario comes up, or Animatrix, or Matrix.
Hey, as long as I treat that nigga good, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
But here's it doesn't matter. It don't matter. Are you done?
No, I'm sorry.
Continue.
Okay.
Thank you. They see us. We are like they said in Independence Day. We are a plague. I misquoted that, but we are a plague. That's what the AIs have always seen us as, because when it starts out as Skynet, will do whatever it is to protect humanity. We are our own worst enemy, because we're like you said, somebody in the Middle East wants to shoot off a nuke. Russia wants more power, so it's going to shoot off nukes in America. We're going to mutual annihilation. We're our own worst enemy, so... It takes a major catastrophe to bring us together as a human race, but that only lasts, what, a year, maybe, you know?
Just like in Cyberpunk, I'm pretty sure you've gotten to the point to where you've seen where they talk about how there was a war against AI. Yeah, there was a war against AI, and it made everybody come together to fight AI and to banish them to a certain part of the internet where they couldn't come back.
Yeah,
and it's like... Bro, what the fuck? That like, whenever I heard that, I was like, bro, that type of shit can happen. It gave me chills. I was like, bro, that type of shit can really happen. And I feel like even if we did that, it wouldn't pull us together closer. We'd band together to get rid of that fucking crazy shit. These motherfuckers out here that can do more than what we can. Think faster, perceive shit faster. Think of our patterns. Think where we finna move to. Like, at that point, it's just like, bro. Only thing I can think of that will really truly bring us together is a motherfucking alien warship come out the sky.
Hey, speaking of aliens, now what I was gonna say real quick before we get on that topic, when Ian said earlier about like humans are like our worst enemies or whatever, like we cause our, you know what I'm saying? What you were just saying. So I was gonna say, so when COVID first hit and people were staying home, there was like some places that like nature started growing back in those places, and you know, stuff were thriving that weren't being affected by humans because we fucking destroy everything we touch. So
ozone is about fixed.
Deadass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were some waters in some Europe country. Like, literally, the water was clear because everybody was in the house for 2 weeks.
Like, well, they're finding species are on the rise because we're not boating and shit, killing males and females and babies.
So imagine if, like I said, if they really did, like, just murk us all, it'd be a fucking utopia again.
Bro, have you ever fought in a Soltron? Have you ever fought in a Soltron? That's what it's going to be like.
What is that?
Them niggas is hard to kill. Fallout, bro. Oh,
yeah. I've only played Fallout to where I made my settlement, and then I fucked up. I started adding mods to it. Every time I leveled up, DJ Khaled was like, another one. Every time. Dude, that shit was great, bro. I bullshit you not. So I'd find something, I'd pick it up, and then, like, it give me XP, and it'd be like, another one. And so at a point, it just became me just trying to find small shit for him to get to say it again. And then I changed the moon to that fucking moon in Rick and Morty, to one of those planets in Rick and Morty. The one that was like, show me what you got. And they fucking did the interstellar, what was that? American Idol, whatever, doing songs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I changed it to.
Bro, the best thing about Fallout 4 is definitely the settlements. Like, I don't even give a fuck about anything else that's going on. Let me tend to my settlement, build my shit, see if everybody good, and then on to the next settlement.
That's what it's all about, bro. That's literally what it's all about. But
I started earlier than that. So I'm used to not having to deal with Fallout 4 is too easy. There's like the weapons don't break down, like settlements, there's a safe place to go.
Your companions are safe. They don't die.
Patrick hated watching me play whenever I first played. He's like, Ian, why are you picking everything up? You never know when you're motherfucking gonna need it.
You know who he sound like? He sound like Jose. Jose used to pick up all the dishes in Skyrim. All the dishes and the cups in Skyrim, he would pick them. And look, bro, he went to his fucking house and literally there was just a corner in his house of fucking bowls and cups and shit just sitting there that he just picked up. And his inventory was too full, so he had to drop some shit out.
I'm always fast traveling back to one of my places. Like, nope, I'm gonna drop all my shit off here.
Well, like I said, man, that's what it's all about. We just want to find home and keep what we have safe. But then you gotta get greedy every once in a while, you know.
And my feeling on artificial intelligence is if Stephen Hawking was afraid of it, I'm afraid of it. All right. He's smart enough to figure that out. Like, okay, if he's scared, I should be scared. Like, to the point where I have it so my Google, when it addresses me, it calls me Master Patrick. So it knows that I'm the top.
That you alpha.
That's right. You the robot. I'm the human.
Like, he plotting. Hey, he plotting this whole time. He plotting.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
like a kitchen cabinet.
he's gonna turn my lights off. Oh no. Yeah.
Patrick, it's gonna be a horror movie where you attach him to your fucking garbage disposal. Oh shit, I gotta get my ring. That's a fucking horror movie. Tell me that's not a fucking horror movie.
Or you get smart locks in the house and he lock you in that bitch.
Or you attach him to your bidet and he gonna shoot some water right up your butthole.
That's the point.
Like the point of a bidet.
That's the point of a bidet.
Like, no, hot water. Like, ooh, oh yeah. Shit. My I like that shit. Now.
Bro, you ever had a bidet hit your... You know, I went to France. You ever had a bidet hit your ass, bro?
Man, I did... That,
right now, bro.
Do you really have a bidet? Hey, let me come use your bathroom for like 2 minutes. I gotta figure something out. I ain't never bidet, used a bidet. I ain't never used a bidet.
Where the fuck you get a bidet from?
Bath and Body Work. Bed Bath and Beyond sells them, and Sam's Club sells them.
It's like $100. Ours has temperature control. Either the hot water comes from the sink. You just gotta hook a hose to the hot water from the sink, and then the hose from the water to the where the water comes into the toilet. It just sits you screw it in between the lid of the toilet and the seat. Mm-hmm. It sits on the side. It's a temperature control, and then a how strong you want it on your ass control.
Oh yeah,
that strong control don't work right because when I was fucking with it, shot me and my butthole wasn't even on the fucking toilet.
Yeah,
I'm standing up. I'm like, oh fuck.
Put that shit on max and turn the hot water all the way up. Yeah.
All right, so I know Mikael isn't on TikTok, but have y'all seen the TikTok video where the dude's like looking at shit that looks sexual and then they're like, sir, and he's like, I'll take two of those. That's what that reminds me. I'll take two bidets. That's an easy cleanup if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, bruh.
No, I ain't never used one of them. I don't know. Mm-mm.
So what I gathered from this information is that Patrick just has money. He just rich for no reason.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds like that, though, don't it?
And y'all got bidet. Y'all got motherfucking solar plant panels.
I didn't pay for that. I didn't pay for it.
You hit a lick.
No. Yeah.
Mama, I hit a lick. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's a good song.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar. Hey, look, I just want to point out how good this show is going, and Mikael didn't even have no notes. Like, I think going forward, you're gonna have to be the host, buddy.
Look, I just think that I feel like it's best fresh because I mean we talk about everything anyway. So I mean, just come back, say what's up to the people. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up to each other. Catch up on everything. Talk about how motherfuckers want to blow up the world, but we just out here trying to protect our little small piece of pie. You know.
Apple pie. I'm just trying to protect the crust. I don't eat pie.
You don't.
But
you eat the crust. You nasty.
Pie crust is the worst part of the pie, homie.
You tripping, nigga?
I don't know. I never had pie, so I know pizza crust. Pizza crust is the best. And maybe you know, have you had a pie pizza? Like that shit good. So fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Is that just a pizza?
Go to the Lucas, the Lucia's, whatever the fuck that name is downtown. Get you a Chicago pie.
He said the Lucas.
Yeah.
Is it good? The Lucas? Is that really good?
I don't know. I never had it. I don't know.
I mean, the dude like flaunts the pizza around like it's something special.
Patrick, do you remember Philip Tursey? I said this whole nigga government name. He was the old man cart pusher with the shorts and the high socks from Chicago. Or the headband.
That guy sounds familiar.
He was a cart pusher for like, when I first started, he was a cart pusher for about 3 years.
I think I know who you're talking about, Paris.
But he's from Chicago, and he said the guy who is in DeLucas, he knows from either Chicago or New York. And Philip used to always, Phil is what they called him, used to always bring me pizza that he made himself, and I'd give him like $5. And it was good as fuck. And he was like, if you think this is good, like, you'll like DeLucas.
Well, we have to do a DeLucas review. Obviously, that's what everybody got to get a DeLuca pizza and get on a podcast and eat it.
You should get a different kind of pizza.
I call it a sausage pizza. I love the sausage pizza.
You know what? I think you just created a new idea, bro. Like, so let's start doing some food podcasts too. Because, bro, I could fuck up some food, man.
This nigga stay eating.
I still think we should definitely, like, get together and, like, play some games and shit.
Absolutely.
Bro, I got the setup, bro. I've been streaming. Look, I got like 7 people in last night. Yeah, I know that's not a lot, and I got like 2 people to do it. Did y'all hop in at one point or no?
Have you only done one stream?
No, I did one last night. I know Patrick is probably asleep.
Nigga, you didn't tell nobody. I was probably asleep too.
Yeah, you was. It was like 11 o'clock at night when I did it.
I streamed yesterday. Just because you were doing it, I was like, fuck it. If somebody wants to watch me, I no camera though. I didn't turn my camera on. But I was just like, if someone wants to watch me play Cyberpunk, fuck it. And I had one viewer the whole time I was playing. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Bullshit. You probably didn't advertise it either, huh?
Look, people just want to interact with each other. That's all it is. We're just trying to say, hey, you know.
That's why I've had people tell me, like, that's why I made that status. People have been suggesting doing a live podcast stream so that they can interact and shit.
By the way, the next podcast, I believe I can get it on Instagram live. Yeah, it won't be too hard.
Like with all of us in the video?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep, so nice. You said what?
You said what?
How does that work?
It's a different, because I use OBS. OBS will only stream to like Twitch, YouTube, Hitbox, other like streaming services like that.
Oh, okay. But
there's a streaming software you can download. You can stream to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok from your computer rather than having to use a cell phone, because a cell phone is just a smaller computer.
You just pretty much screen record as we're going.
Yeah, and it sends it directly. It gives a link for the live whenever you hit the live button, it gives a link from that, and once you hit live in the program, boop, there you go.
Dang, okay.
Yeah.
We're looking at that shit,
Mm-hmm.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, and also, have y'all ever done a motherfucking IQ test?
I wasn't. Actually, when I went to 7th grade...
Everybody
went. Not even really, man. Because like, I went to... Okay, this is going to sound... We were broke as fuck when I was a kid, okay? Don't let this sound... I went to private school up through 6th grade.
It's be like that, bro.
Yeah, like my mom spent all her money, like $1,200 a year, to see if I got like a... Make sure I got a good education, and they were tripping, so she pulled me out. So 7th grade, I had to go to public school, and to do that, they had to give me like a series of tests, like an IQ test and everything. But like in 7th grade, I scored on the lowest IQ, which is 120. It was like genius level or whatever. I don't really care.
And see, when I was taking a test, I was like, bro, this test is not really like, because there was some simple math. There wasn't like any like hardcore math or anything. That's why I've always like, I'm not good at math. I'm shit at math. I'm so bad at fucking math.
You're good at, you have an artistic mind. That's why. Most people that are good at art are bad at math.
And what the test was, it gave like spatial reasoning, like pattern reasoning, and then like small things like that. Like one of the questions was, there's 11 tigers. I mean, 11 lions, four cats, and 9 crows. And then the answers were, there are 14 eyes, 27, like 14 wings, stuff like that. I'm like, obviously there's 14 wings because none of these other niggas got wings, but that these eyes and these tails don't add up. So how I see like intelligence is like, you are aware. That's literally all it is. If you're just aware and you can notice things, there you go. You're intelligent. If you can't, and you just like, that shit don't look right, I don't know what it is, it just don't look right, then, I mean, you're not dumb. You're just not, I don't know. But you know what I mean, though, right?
Okay. Also, yeah, the smartest people can be the dumbest people, too.
Exactly.
I mean, you can have school smarts, but if you don't have common sense and street smart,
from third grade, I had F's and D's. I passed somehow. I don't know. I had F's and D's all the way up to 12th grade. I passed all the way through. I don't know what the fuck happened. And they probably just like, yeah, we let this black nigga pass. He's just up in class doing shit, up here showing his ass. I mean, it was whatever. Let him pass. Because I'm not dumb. Like, I'm not dumb. That shit just was born as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as a black person, you're having to sit there in history class hearing about whitewashing and shit like that. That's like, you know, it don't pertain to you. Like, you can't relate to that shit. While every year you want to learn about slavery as a black person?
Dude, literally, like, I'm going to say this. Like, most of my, like, high schooling was, taught about slavery, which, I mean, it was good that everyone got like common knowledge about you shouldn't treat a person this way, which I mean,
but damn, you gotta hear it every year. Like,
there's
so much to talk about in history. We need to talk about that, absolutely. But damn, like, nigga, I don't want to hear this shit every time. I know my history. Do you know your history?
When I was in 9th grade, I guess this is my first year of high school. I had it for my history teacher. His name was Mr. Tyreek, because he changed his name to get rid of his slave name. And I like, yeah, like, they'll sit, like, I'm talking heavy into it. Heavy, like, he wrote a couple books, like, and in front of every book, there was, like, a mantra, like, Black Power and stuff. And it was, and this dude was, because, like, I lived in a really, really racist town. And this man out here doing his shit up. But once we got to, it was like 2 months into the semester, we got to slavery. And that's where we stayed for the rest of the year. But it was cool because he was like hella informative and stuff that you'd never hear about. It was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a different experience from the traditional just regurgitating the same old bullshit.
And what makes me so happy is that, like you said, you lived in an area where, like, racism was, like, prominent, right, Patty?
Oh yeah.
I'm sure them parents were fucking pissed at that class.
I bet. Yeah, because I didn't realize how bad it was in my hometown until, like, I moved here, and then I would go back to visit, and then, like, people who I got respect and talk to, they're like, yeah, so how many black people live up there in Arkansas? And I was like, what? Why is that a...
Yeah.
Why is that a thing? Like, you know, and I was like, oh, y'all are...
y'all out here in the neck of the woods. Y'all, that's what y'all talking about up here. Okay.
But, like, you're from North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
Donald Trump hub.
Like, seriously. And, like, it's really, really segmented, too, in town. Like, there's a very small section of town. It's called Sawyertown. It's really like a series of projects. And you don't fucking go over there. Like, there's literally, like, it sounds silly, but there's, like, little kids, like 12, just walking around with guns and shit. Like, it's in the middle of town. It's a whole separate, and it's a small town. So, like, you wouldn't think of that kind of shit would exist. But and it's like 54% African American, I think, in town, and like it's pretty well down the middle. Tensions are high, and they've been high.
Dude, I used to want to move to North Carolina, but
it's pretty. Like, I love the state, but man, the people.
I feel here, but damn, now I love the people here. With what you're telling me, well, half the people here.
See, whenever, like, I talk to people and they're like, bro, I want to get out of Arkansas. I don't want to be here. It's boring. There's nothing to do here. I'm like, bro, literally just go fuck. You can go into the woods and see some of the most beautiful shit.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
It's easy. Like, it's really cool. Like, we live, 45 minutes and you're in the fucking wilderness. That's why I like going out there.
And the crazy part to me is that, like, let's say a small portion of our society was like, you know what? Fuck it. We finna just go live in the woods. Like, we gonna turn this into, like, let's say we create to help nature thrive rather than for us to survive, if that makes sense. Instead of tearing trees down to build our homes, we build and weave into the trees to help our, you know, like any other fucking animal on the planet does, instead Ewoks. They just fucking is like, all right, whoop, let's just go all the way up.
I was gonna say, I know you haven't seen Legend of Korra, but similar to when the spirit world, which was kind of shunned away from the real world, they intertwined, and it was like so fucking beautiful. Like, Republic City went from like basically like a New York or a London or something like that to that, but with fucking trees in the middle of the fucking road, and you have to like go around it because the spirits were like not fighting back, but they have a mind of their own. They're like, nigga, this is where I want to put my tree. Like,
this is my spot. Go around.
Now, but it was like, yeah, it was so beautiful and unique. Like, it brought like a fucking, just a bland ass typical ass city and turned it into like a bigger attraction, I feel like.
And real life, that's why I would love to get in like onto our like what's it called, our like city council, because I would literally try to invoke that shit, because we're in a national park. We might as well fucking take care of it. We might as well make it a fucking
we're the natural state.
and it is, might as well just make it happen. Like, I'm the type of person, I can't move to New York. Fuck that shit.
Mm-mm. Well, no, why would you want to rent a studio apartment, one bedroom, one closet for fucking $2,000?
Yeah, the bedroom is the closet.
But exactly. I guess when people move to New York, they want to be the happening. Like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah. If you're in the fashion, I get it, or anything, or art or whatever. It's just, but like at the same time, like, do you really want to drive like the subway and have to walk everywhere? And
I don't want to be that close to people naturally.
You have to fight big ass rats.
Mm-mm. Somebody on the subway like, ooh, he got a cute booty. Some dude come up to you like, I smell cologne. Is that like Calvin Klein? Yeah.
You aren't even playing, Mikhail. That shit would fucking happen too. Like, whoa, the fuck are you?
New York's gross. New York's gross, bro.
Hey, man, don't say that to no New Yorker. They gonna beat your ass.
Fuck them niggas. That air probably stank too.
Hey, they gonna beat your ass. You gonna get up there.
Hey, I'm the king of New York, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Fuck you niggas.
And then that.
Who's A number one, Paris?
Huh?
You said you're the king of the New York. Who's A number one?
Me.
Okay, well, you know Escape from New York, right? The movie?
Nope.
Oh my god, I thought
I'm the king of New York. I don't gotta watch this shit. I gotta watch a movie about my own city. I live in this city.
I'm gonna make
Bullin' in New York. You already know, bruh. You already know, bruh.
I'm gonna make you sit down and watch this one day. You'll like Escape from New York.
Look, we're supposed to sit down and watch so many fucking movies that you keep saying it, and then you just be too pussy to fucking come through and do it.
Bitch, come over to my house. I have Gangs in New York.
Why gotta be a bitch? Why gotta be a bitch?
Because you want to talk shit like that. How many times did I tell you, oh, Gangs in New York is on Netflix? Gangs in New York is on Netflix. That's this and that's on Netflix. Okay. No, I ain't watched it. How long did it take for us to get you? Oh, shit. Well, there's another movie. You still yet to watch, oh, shit.
I'll be honest with you, Chief. You tell me these things at work, and I'm already, like, not there. So I'll be forgetting. I get home, and then I return back to reality. When I'm at Walmart, I'm just...
Bitch, I've texted you while you're at home. Go watch it. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
You right. You're right. Ain't no excuse for that. You right.
He just walks up in my house. Just walks in the door and be like, all right, we're watching a movie now. Like, legit, just walks in my house.
You know,
have you complained about it?
Hey, while we're on the topic of movies, when we gonna get together with this all this DC shit on HBO and
I'm dead ass. I really wanna watch that fucking movie because I know that shit gonna be literally, it's gonna be the best. I know you ain't seen Watchmen. Y'all seen Watchmen, haven't y'all?
I've seen
Watchmen. The movie, but not the TV series.
Okay, you seen the movie, right?
Yes.
That shit was fire. That shit was fire.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Zack Snyder has a way with movies. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. But whenever I watched Man of Steel, like, it made me legitimately think about what if there was someone who was so powerful they could fucking do this shit in our real world, and he could, like, fucking just take a skyscraper off the fucking map just like that.
Yeah, bro. Cause like you said, dude, the humans are the fucking worst. So like, you got this fucking being who's as powerful as him, and like, earthlings are like basically saying, nigga, fuck you. We don't give a fuck about what you doing. Like, you the worst. To go, like, go back home. Nigga, I'm finna mark shit. You dying.
and it's crazy because like, what do you do in that instant? And he got Neil deGrasse Tyson to get in the movie, and he did a segment. He was like, when you have a being as powerful as Superman, people start to want, like, they start to lose a self-identity because you thought you were special, where here's this guy who can fucking, who is literally special and can fucking do 10 times more than what you can do, mm-hmm. and can make you, render you effectively useless. And like I say, it comes back to AI. Like, Elon Musk don't even fuck with it, but he put it in his Tesla. I don't know, man.
Dude, imagine you're like just fucking, I don't know, walking to the cafe to get a fucking sandwich and some coffee. and a nigga get thrown through a skyscraper and the skyscraper falls on you and you paralyzed. You live and you paralyzed. Like, imagine that shit, bro.
Who you gonna be mad at? You can't be mad at the nigga that got thrown through the skyscraper because he's still alive.
You mad at the nigga chilling. That you mad at the nigga that threw him through the skyscraper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's part of the premise behind the comic, a what if comic Punisher kills the Marvel Universe. Because Frank Castle's a cop in New York. His family's at the park when the X-Men are fighting. I can't remember, Brotherhood of Evil Mutants or somebody kills mm-hmm. his family. Frank Castle sits there and fucking point blank blows Cyclops' head off.
As he should.
And he's throughout the entirety, he's being protected by rich and powerful people who have been hurt by like the Hulk beating the shit out of somebody. And they're trapped in their car. Now they're paralyzed, or somebody's burnt alive because of the Human Torch. And it's like, I mean, I hate to say it, it's understandable because shit, I'd be like, man, you know, I love the X-Men. I'd be like, man, fuck you, Cyclops. You blew my fucking arm off.
Yeah.
So, like, insurance works in a world like that. Like, I thought it was really cool in the second Tom Holland Spider-Man. Where like the Vulture's in it, and like their crew, their whole point of their crew is to clean up like wreckage after superheroes come through and fuck everything up. I was like, insurance premiums got to be hella high in a big city like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. They always make the jokes on the Spider-Man game about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh damn.
And we need to do a whole episode, Marvel versus DC or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, dude, don't even get me fucking started because I already know where y'all gonna go and I know where I'm gonna go. So I ain't even get started.
Hey, guys, I don't mind. I want to do that, but I got to head off here because I got to get up super early. I graduate tomorrow. So,
hey, man, I want to.
Congratulations
on that because Paris informed me that you, because I remember you said you had to practice for your test or whatever. And I wasn't sure how that went. And congratulations on that, man. Most definitely.
Everything's gone great. I am one of two people that have made hundreds on two of the three tests. And
That's that shit I like to hear.
Well, me and him would have been two out of a class of 10 that made three 100s on all three of the written tests, except for some poor bullshit verbiage that I'm still salty as fuck about.
Hey, bro, that's how they get you. They trick you with them words. The wordplay is all necessary.
They nearly sucked me up on that second test, but I'm like, nah, I got you. I got you. I'm paying attention to your ass now. Y'all want to play some bullshit?
Look, I asked him. I was like, you want to go shoot a dog to congratulate? He didn't get the reference, but I had to explain it to him.
Yeah, I was like, look, I'm stopping the cycle here.
Able to break with this line.
But no, thank you. I thank you for inviting me again. I definitely want to be part of that DC Marvel one though.
Oh, hey, it's the next one. Confirm. Next episode.
Hey, I'm gonna get from here on out. It's Turt, bro. It's Turt's show. For the ride.
I'm gonna get into all y'all asses because I'm gonna let y'all know right now it's DC all the way, baby.
So are we going to change the name of the podcast to Talking with Turt?
No, it's this nigga show, but he it's this nigga show. Don't let him fool you.
So, it is my show, obviously, but, you know, I'm doing the interview things, and I got some other shit planned, so, you know, I don't mind, you know, letting another nigga in, you know, and it's less work for me, so.
I don't mind it. I like to talk, so, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, man, you showed up with no notes. So, and you showing up with no notes mean we ain't got no notes.
Oh my god! But yeah, I know you got to get out of here, Ian. But it's been good. Like these, like I said, I've been enjoying doing this. It's been really fun. And like y'all give me information that enlightens me too. So, you know. Is the collective thought. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
We're a different kind of think tank.
Mm-hmm.
Think tank.
But is there any y'all got any closing comments? Y'all
any final thoughts? You know, let me get my final thoughts out. So when you do your outro, I don't cut you off. But just dropped a single on Spotify and Apple Music, The Grinch, THA for the Grinch Saved by Paris. Go stream that motherfucker. Give me up. You know, it's first single off the album. I got an interview. Just did an interview yesterday with a Hot Spring artist. That's coming out soon. So
you know, who the fuck you interviewed that wasn't me?
Man, don't worry about it. Just fuck with the kid. I got big plans, big goals, big dreams, big things.
Patty, Ian, any final thoughts?
Yeah, man. Follow me on some social media, dude. Instagram at Adventure Perspective.
Do that shit.
Hit that. I've been trying to force myself to get some new content in there.
Hey, and I'm gonna let y'all know right now, he takes some of the most prettiest pictures.
He takes absolutely pictures. Absolutely.
He does.
Most definitely.
Like I told him, he takes a good ass picture that's already good, and then he edits it, and then he makes the picture that looked already good look like ass because of how good his editing is. So
I'm trying, you know, there's always room for improvement. So
yep, everywhere around, you always get better every day. You learn something new every damn day. Motherfucking, this bitch got mad at me because she came up in there wanting the phone. I told her, I said, I gotta run your name and your credit, and she got mad at me. Why you get mad at me? Literally, she got mad at me because she had to get her credit ran and her name and information put in. I was like, bro, don't get mad at me with this type of shit. Like, come on.
You off tomorrow too? I ain't gonna see you.
Hey, bro, I'm happy. I ain't gotta go work. I'm gonna be at the house chilling, butt ass naked, new. You know how I do it every day, every night. But Ian, any final thoughts before we get out of here, bro?
Stay woke. Watch. Pay attention to everything. Keep your head on a swivel because shit's coming down. That like Patrick, you and if Sarah can hear me, she'll appreciate this. There's a war coming. Don't know against two, but there's a war coming.
Be on the right side.
Yeah.
When the world goes to shit, we'll be right there with you, I promise.
I got a bat, don't worry.
I won't have any Desert Eagles for you, Mikhail, but I got plenty of armament.
Look, I ain't got no glizzies, I ain't got no shotties, I ain't got none of that shit, but I got a bat on some Harley Quinn type shit, so I can fuck with
on everything y'all love.
Paris, ain't nobody gonna come at you with a bat or a sword. You're gonna have to take one of my guns.
Look at Negan. Say less.
I lost all my guns in a boating accident, so I can't. I need to borrow.
Like I said, I want to get a Desert Eagle 50 AE. I want the extended clip with 30 rounds in it. I would need the red sight, and I need the holographic sight as well. I want an ACOG on the side, so when I turn that bitch to the side, I can aim down far a little bit with the zoom on it. And then I want the motherfucker, but I want it painted with a little turtle on it on the side. Yeah, that shit gonna be fire. Whenever it recoils, it's gonna go pew instead of pa. It's gonna go pew pew like a little motherfucking like the laser in Star Wars. That's what I want. I don't know how I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it though. I'm gonna drop bop 200,000 on that motherfucker, but it's gonna be fire.
Give me a ray gun, I'm good.
You need to come, Mikhail, you need to come see that one rifle that I lost in a boating accident.
Oh, I know you done hooked that motherfucker up. And yeah, you and Ian be over there doing the shit.
Hook that shit up before he lost it.
Dang.
Oh shit. Well, it's been good, guys. Most definitely. Taylor, do the outro because I don't know how to do that shit.
Man, look, I came unprepared. I didn't have no notes. You just gonna put me on the spot like that. But look, I see what I could do. Hold up. It's your host, Saved by Paris, co-host of the show, Turt LaFro, leading it. You know, got the pod team, Patty D and Ian Tumas. With all that being said, we hope you have a good day and the rest of your evening, week, all that shit. Take good care of your mental health. And until next time, we out.
Hey, if you made it to the end of the podcast and you're in dire need of more content, then head on over to Saved by Paris on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or brush up on some of the bass content over at the Bass While We Skate channel on YouTube or on SoundCloud. As always, have a great day and see you next week. Peace.